Good afternoon, listeners, and thank you once again for joining me, Patricia Casey, on You Can Cook Too. Now, today's recipe is one that I have cooked many times for supper parties. And by a supper party, I mean where you've quite a large number of people, maybe 10 or 15 people, more than you can fit sitting at one table. And they come and take the food themselves onto their plates from the casserole. And you have a standing on a table with other dishes if you want. So I've used it many times and it always goes down extremely well. It's very cheap, very easily done, and it can be made a day in advance provided you only partially cook it. But the flavours do evolve overnight, do the final bit of cooking the following day. It's okay too to cook it all on the same day. So it's a beef goulash. And for this you're going to need beef pieces, casserole beef pieces, sliced onions, sunflower oil, not olive oil, sunflower oil, caraway seeds. It's one of the few recipes I know apart from seed cake that it's one of the few meat recipes that needs caraway seeds, a bit of salt and pepper, some paprika. Now, be careful. Don't use hot paprika and don't use smoked paprika. Just use the ordinary paprika. It's often referred to as sweet paprika or just simply paprika. You need a little bit of flour. You need a tin of tomatoes and you need stock. And that will serve between 4 and 6 people. So you need beef, 700 grams to a kilo, and you fry it in a few tablespoons of sunflower oil until it's slightly browned. On top of that, you put 450 grams of onions sliced or chopped whatever way, and you fry them in with the meat once the meat is browned. So you add the onions to them and fry them lightly. And then you add 3 teaspoons of caraway seeds. You may need more. You add 1 to 2 teaspoons of salt or pepper, just to taste it if you like. You add 2 tablespoons of paprika, tablespoon of flour, and the flour is to thicken it. And you just stir them all around, mix them all up with the meat, and let them cook for a few minutes in the oil. And you will almost certainly need to add in more oil because the flour and the paprika will soak it up pretty quickly. And then to that, you add one tin of that's 425 grams in weight. It's the standard size tin of tomatoes chopped. And you add that and you add a half pint of stock, any type of stock, vegetable, beef, chicken. My preference, I think, would be for beef so as to ensure that there's a good, strong, beefy flavour because it is quite a rich casserole. And mix them all together. Bubble the stock and the whole thing for a few minutes. And then you put a lid on the casserole and cook it for about 1.5 to 2 hours at 180 degrees or so. You have to check this regularly, like every half an hour, because ovens vary and 180 degrees in some ovens may be a little bit cooler in others or maybe slightly warmer in others. So just check it every half an hour or so to make sure that nothing is burning. And then when you take it out, you serve it with rice or noodles. I personally prefer noodles, and that's, I think, more traditional because it's a Hungarian recipe. So with noodles, but rice is fine too. And on the side, serve it with gherkins. And gherkins are the small little, they're from the cucumber family, I think. They're small. They're sold in most shops, pickled. And you can put creme fraise or yogurt, some nice low-fat yogurt served on top is gorgeous. And then for the vegetables, I use red cabbage that you can buy in the supermarkets or prepare yourself, provided you put apple in it because that'll give a nice tart flavour to it. Most red cabbage these days in supermarkets that's pre-packed and pre-cooked has either apple or some kind of flavouring to it. So it's really nice. Or there's another vegetable that it goes very well with called peperonata. So you cook it and then serve it with either noodles or rice, yogurt and gherkins on the side. Bob's your uncle. It's a really tasty dish and people always come back for more. So that's why I use quite a lot of meat for 6 to 8 people, because people love the second helpings. And because it's a Hungarian recipe, I thought I would focus on a Hungarian composer called Franz Liszt, and he was born in 1811, and he died at the ripe old age. Well, these days it wouldn't be considered a ripe old age. He was 75 when he died, and he was a pianist, composer and conductor, and he was a very well-known individual at the time. He wrote his first compositions when he was 13 or 14, so he was not quite the protege that Mozart was when he published his first at 7, but he was certainly well on the way to it. He was a philanthropist, and he gave away much of the proceeds of his earnings to charity and to humanitarian causes throughout his whole life. It wasn't just when he became a wealthy man later on. It was part of him and who he was from a young age. He made so much money that virtually all of his performing fees, so even when he gave a performance after 1857, it all went to charity, and he lived off his savings. He had great sadnesses in his life as well. In 1859, he lost his son, his 20-year-old son, Daniel. He died. And then the following year, two years later, his 26-year-old daughter, Belinda, also died. And he, after that, wrote to his friends and said that he was going to retreat to a solitary living because he was so heartbroken at what had happened. And he went to a monastery outside Rome in 1863, where he took up quarters in a small, bare, Spartan-type apartment in the monastery. He had already joined the Third Order of St. Francis at that time. He continued as a member of them, and that obviously won him great love and admiration. He did return to conducting and composing thereafter. And tonight I'm going to play a piece for you called Stanchion. This was the name of a song composed by Mozart. Liszt set it to piano music, and I hope you enjoy it. The English for this is Hark, Hark, Hark. So here we go with Franz Liszt.